Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 490. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a bop. That song is called Love, and it's on Slater Kinney's new album, The Center Won't Hold. That came out just a couple weeks ago, August 16th, on Mom and Pop Music Company. It's a polarizing record. Some longtime fans aren't sure exactly what this album even is. Other fans are, well, they're excited for the new direction. One person not excited about the new direction? Longtime drummer Janet Weiss. She has quit the band, citing, well, she just wasn't into the new sound. And I'm right there with her. You should give that one a listen and find out which side of the divide you live on. Is this brilliance or, well, I don't know, just another record now. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you to sample through today. Here's another new one. This is the Hold Steady with Traditional Village.
The difference between plunder and pillage. Everyone has such an important position when you live in a traditional village. The waiter walked up with his arm in a sling. The doctor said it's sort of suspicious. Pretty sure that he's not even injured. He's just fishing for another prescription. They march us into museums. We're always so carsick and bored. Some painting and I just started laughing when I saw the expression on the thief to the left of our Lord. The pastor's reminiscing about the holiday pageant and it's coming off more creepy than nostalgic. And the guys that he said would make us fishers of men were just grifters and gray alcoholics. Down at the rock and roll station, they're exhuming the bones. And maybe that's just when you hang up the telephone. And the reason these people still listen to Zeppelin is it sounds really cool when you're stoned. And we're not in this alone.
Soul, all our music was in her. She brought rhythm. From the darkness into the light, she brought the good word to the night to save all our sinners. Rosetta rolled her eyes when she played. She knew that strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain. New York City. It was 1938. The radio couldn't wait for Rosetta to rock it. Sensation. And little Elvis, Chuck and Johnny at home heard her on the gramophone, and they wouldn't forget it. She knew that strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Frank Turner there with the song Sister Rosetta. That is on his new album, No Man's Land. It came out August 16th on Polydor Records. That album also is causing a bit of a controversy. One, because Frank Turner is just a bit of a libertarian and no one's really a fan of that. Suspicious politics there. And second, because No Man's Land is an album all about women, and some people believe he may not have the right to tell those stories, and other people think it's great that he's using his fame to kind of amplify those stories and tell things that otherwise might not be heard. So, man, things are tricky right now, aren't they? Anyway, the album's good. I think some of the songs are folky and very even Decembrists-y. But that track there, Bright and Sunny and Wonderful, kind of a little bit of an aberration on the record, but definitely my favorite track. Before that, we heard from The Hold Steady with the song Traditional Village. That's on the brand new album Thrashing Through Passion. Came out August 16th on French Kiss Records. Great to have that band back. They just did three nights in Chicago over the weekend. I did not make any of them, which makes me sad, but hopefully they'll do a larger tour and I'll catch them again. It is a very good album. The stories are nice, and, well, it's just nice to have The Hold Steady back. Anyway, I've got more music for you here. Let's continue on. This is Upset with Chasing Heather Crazy.
Trailing off the likes of it, she likes it when it grows. Sending out a candidate, she's sinking her foes. Peeking up and leveling wherever it goes. We'll be right back.
It wouldn't be a Too Much Rock podcast if it didn't have any power pop in it, would it? That is The Reflectors from Los Angeles. The song is called Teenage Hearts, and it's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that just came out July of this summer on Time for Action Records. It is in 1979. It's brand new, but it sure sounds like it could have been from that wonderful Skinny Tie era of mod power pop. Before that, we heard from Upset with the song Chasing Heather Crazy. That is from a Guided by Voices tribute 7-inch that Salinas Records put out in 2013. It also features Screaming Females, Swearing, and Waxahachie. So what a lineup there. I'd never heard that album even came out, and I was digging through some crates at Bull Moose Records in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, found it and went, oh yeah, that's something I can get behind. So anyway, that's just how things work here. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make good podcasts, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, here, I got a couple more 7-inches that I picked up. These ones crate digging in Chicago. This is Shock Troops with We're Coming Back.
We'll be right back.
that is some hardcore, but Boston style. And that is Panic with the song Our Choices Made. That's from their self-titled EP that came out in 2002 on Bridge 9 Records, and I happily picked up for $1.99 at Reckless Records in Chicago. Why'd I pick it up? Well, the cover looked good, and, well, that was about it. But I enjoy that era of hardcore. It turns out that the band is fronted by Gibby, who I know best as a creator of Makeout Club. So shout out to all my Makeout Club alums there. Before that, we heard from Shock Troops, the song We're Coming Back. That is from the Tribute to Our Favorite Droogies, a Cox Bar tribute that was released by Longshot Records and DSS Records back in 1998. It also features the Oxys, who later I think were called Oxymorons, Dropkick Murphys, and the Disgusteens. And it is a good EP, but you know, it's hard to go wrong when your source matter is Cox Bar. Also, $1.99, hard to go wrong there. That's like 50 cents a song. All right, well, I'm about out of time. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast 490. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's a few things coming up in Kansas City. Greg Ginsbeck Flag is playing at the Crossroads on the 26th. On the 30th, LeGrand has a great show at the Mini Bar. Faya is playing on the 2nd at Riot Room. On the 8th, Teenage Bottle Rocket is at the Riot Room. The 10th, Griff Rees is at the Record Bar. 13th, American Football at the Granada. The 15th, Sidekicks are coming to town playing at Rhino's. Or you can see Skating Polly at the Replay, or Richard Buckner has a house show that night as well. On the 16th, Hatchie is playing at the Record Bar. 23rd, you got Baby Metal at the Uptown. I've never seen him, and I think that would be so much fun. On the 25th, Fruit Bats coming to the Record Bar. And then we're into October, where I see Bleached and Obituary and Guar and Napalm Death and Frank Turner coming into town before too long as well. Looking at the website, there's not a whole lot new there. There should be photos up here shortly of the Lillingtons, Hipshot Killer, and Anaku show that happened last week at Rhino, but I'm not sure that they're there yet, depending on when you hear this. Anyway, I've got one track left for you here. We're going to dig back in here for a track from Typo Negative from their 1993 album Bloody Kisses, and it is the Seals and Cross cover of Summer Breeze. I wanted to hear this song and realized somehow I didn't have this album, which is odd because I was a big Typo fan in that era, and I'm not sure I am now, but this song here, it's wonderful. So anyway, let's say goodbye to summer with one last track here. This is Typo Negative with Summer Breeze. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.